Listen up, America, and listen very carefully. I'm about to put you on game to the new Trader Joe's products you need in your life right now. Rolled corn tortilla chips, chile and lime flavored. They have been flying off the shelves. They're not as spicy as Takis, but they still have a kick that people seem to love. Check this out. They have a new cinnamon croissant loaf. Oh. This isn't your average loaf of bread, but Trader Joe's found a bakery who makes this cinnamon-filled delight out of croissant dough. It's light and fluffy and has a hint of cinnamon. Trader Joe's also introduced the chocolate-covered wafer cookie. This is basically a bootleg version of the Kit Kats, but it's only 79 cents, so no one's hating. Also, Trader Joe's came out with pancake bread. Those geniuses at Trader Joe's baked bread that tastes exactly like buttermilk pancakes, probably because the bread has heavy cream, eggs, buttermilk, and maple syrup baked into it, along with a buttery brown sugar topping. This is the greatest stuff since sliced bread, literally.
All this stuff sounds disgusting.
What? Man. No, this is delicious.
Actually, I think all of it sounds amazing.
What, cinnamon croissant awful. Bread?
No.
Pancake
bread? Can you
bread?
Hit on that?
No.
There's no cooked fruit.
Fernando, you don't eat anything.
You're right. I don't eat anything anymore.
What are you talking about?
But it sounds good.
That's why I keep saying it sounds good.
We handed you some calamari yesterday, and you shoved it aside. So don't try to act like you're down with this food.
Oh, it's like I said,
you're afraid
good.
To eat. You're afraid to eat a granola bar.
I'm not eating anything.
He's not eating that right now, but I am. And everything else at Trader Joe's that they put out is healthy, so I'm not going to talk about that.
I don't know about the healthy stuff.
It's not good. And quickly, gotta mention that the Shamrock Shake is back at Mickey D's. Hey.
It's another thing I won't eat.
Yeah,
oh, go ahead.
I will. And now you can get that green minty shake till March 24th.
And you know those are really good if you put a little Bailey's in them.
There you go. See, now we're talking. Okay.
I'm gonna say. I mean, I didn't. Without the Bailey's, I did drink those as a kid.
Oh.
I waited
stay
around.
Drinking those.
Like, I couldn't wait. That's why I used to like escape church, run down to the McDonald's. Get my Shamrock Shake and my hamburger.
You was eating that, man.
Yes, I was. And I looked like it, too. All right. That's the news important to Shan.
WTF.
Oh, my God.
What the Friday.
But before we jump into it, though, we'll pay your bills here in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I just want to remind people, this is a good reason not to be turning up on a Thursday. Because Summer Text In, Ashton Rojas was our name we called earlier at 6:20. That's his girlfriend. She was texting. She said, I've called him 30 times. He won't pick up the phone so he could call y'all back to get his bills paid. So he must have turned up last night.
See?
And that's why you ain't supposed to be turning up on a Thursday.
Yeah, because you're not answering your calls now. He can't feel your phone.
He just lost all that money.
Wow.
And his girl had his back. So make sure you are up and not turning up. Because we will pay your bills right after this. Now, this story seems to happen once a year. Dude dies after he asked his friends, hey, yo, I want to test out my new bulletproof vest. So I'm going to put it on and you can shoot me.
What?
This happened. I swear we did this story. It was out of Florida last time. Like less than a year ago. Now it's happened in Arizona. So three dudes get together. One dude has his bulletproof vest. They start shooting the bulletproof vest from afar. Like they hang it on a tree.
Uh-huh.
They're shooting it.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Isn't that enough?
Cool. That's cool. It worked. It worked for the tree. Now let me put it on. Dude, homeboy shot his friend in the stomach, dead.
Oh my God.
And it's like,
he's so dumb.
You are really dumb, for real.
And then why do you need a bulletproof vest? You ain't a cop.
Nope.
You ain't in the military.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
You ain't a drug lord.
Nope.
You ain't El Chapo.
Nope.
Like, what do you need this for?
I don't know. But what, so does it say what happened to his friends? Like, is he gonna get?
He's arrested.
Yeah.
He got arrested.
Oh, my God.
Even when you're dumb, what do they say? Like, dumb is
it's
no
unintentional, but...
Yeah, that's second degree of murder, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what degree it is, but he's going to be in trouble. Like, you can't do
that's
that.
That's so dumb. This is really... Yeah, that guy's that's so sad. Like, it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Like, that guy's got to live with that for the rest of his life.
Oy. You know my brother shot me when I was a kid.
What? With a real one?
Well, a BB gun.
Oh, my God.
He shot me in the butt. I was watching TV. He was outside. He opened the door and shot me. Isn't that mean?
That's what you guys do over there?
That's what he does. I was watching Chip. I was minding my own business. I was watching the Jeffersons.
I don't like any kind of gun. This
and
is
he
why.
Over there shooting me.
What did Ginger do?
I don't even
she
know.
She said you missed. Try it again.
No, he didn't miss. That was the problem. Oh. My brother was always doing stuff like that. You know, once he threw a rock up, hit it with a bat, hit me in the head. Like, he's constantly trying to kill me. Didn't work, though.
Nope.
I'm a cockroach. I won't die.
Can't kill the devil.
And Houston police found a live tiger in an abandoned house after a tipster called 311 and said he and his friends were just trying to find a nice place to smoke weed. So they found this abandoned house and broke into it. This story is so weird from the beginning to the end. Mm. Like, smoke weed at your own house. Like, why are you, like, going to some abandoned house to smoke weed?
You don't want to get that smell up in your house.
They said they broke into this garage and there was a tiger there. So the 311 operator was like, dude, are you high right now? Like, did you really see a tiger?
Are you hallucinating?
Or are you hallucinating?
Yeah, and is this a 311 call or a 911 call?
So the whole thing went on for like 10 minutes with the 311 operator thinking, okay, you messed up. Like, yeah. There ain't no tiger in a garage. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to send the police out there to get you if you're still there. Police went out there. There was a tiger in the garage. These guys, of course, had already run away, but the cat was still in the garage. And listen to what this one neighbor said. The news went out there, and a guy said, it's not safe to have a tiger in your house.
Oh, thank
news
you.
Flow. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Pablo Brigas. We appreciate it.
He said,
I have kids. A tiger should be in a zoo. No, a tiger should be in the wild in Asia.
This is all breaking news.
Right?
I mean, that's what he decided to tell the news when they got out there.
What?
It's not safe to have a tiger in a house.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Now we're all aware. That would have been funny if the guys, like, stood there and, like, waited for the cops to come and then they got caught, too.
Yeah, no, I think they ran away. It's illegal in Texas to do that. And that's legal here.
Oh. Okay.
You don't have to break in to smoke weed. Yeah. You can do it at your own place without getting in trouble.
Well, thank goodness. All right, that's your What the Friday Weird Stories of the Week.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Oh, my God, I am just texting with my friend. She never gets her husband anything for, I'm not going to call her out her name. She never gets her husband anything for Valentine's Day. So I text her. I said, so how did blank like his Valentine's Day gift? Her response is, I decided to save it for his birthday.
Oh.
I didn't give it to him.
No.
How rude. That is a Valentine's Day fail.
Wouldn't he wonder, like, it's today's Valentine's Day. Where's my gift?
She said she never gets him anything. This was going to be a special surprise. She actually told me the whole reason we had this conversation was because she said she heard the show on Monday when we were talking about how men are starting to expect more for Valentine's Day, right?
All right.
She said that inspired me to go buy the gift. So today I text her. I said we were texting back and forth about something. I said, how did he like the gift? Thinking, oh, he was so surprised. It was a nice touch. He never gets anything. Oh, I decided not to give it to him. I'll give it to him for his birthday.
What?
That's a fail. Anybody else have a Valentine's Day fail? 888-456-9970. Maybe you were expecting something like this guy, blank. We'll call him blank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't get anything, or maybe your man got you something janky, like those Walgreens thing you buy at the counter, like the little teddy bear. Oh, did you see... Somebody in our promotions department had one of them chocolate roses, them cheap chocolate roses. I am just like, that is so janky.
We were laughing last night because, like, in my neighborhood, they had, like, the tables and the tents out last night with all the roses and everything. And then one table had these, like, they look like crystal balls. And they have a rose inside And then on the petals, it says, I love you.
You buy those at the flea market.
I know.
That's,
so janky.
That's exactly what it was.
Dejalos a las pulgas.
You cannot give me that.
We both are like, who is buying these things?
I would much rather have, bring me a pupusa.
Yes.
Bring me like something to eat.
In a heart-shaped pupusa.
Yeah, or like that girl said, there was, I think Papa Murphy's did it. I think Papa John's did it. You had a heart-shaped pizza. I'd rather have that than like a
crystal ball with like a
teddy bear you picked up at Walgreens at the counter. Because I see them. They're right there at the checkout in case you forgot something. You could just pick it
that.
Up.
You mentioned that, but right next to the crystal balls with the janky flour in it were like the little teddy bears on a stick.
What?
This is like a table of crap
awful.
Nobody would ever buy. What
awful.
Is this?
It's like those Build-A-Bear things. Like it's a bear in a balloon. Give me that and see what I do to you. I got knives. Don't waste that. That drives me crazy when people waste money on stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you could have put that in your kid's 529. Okay? Like, I'd rather you do that than give me a Build-A-Bear.
Than something that costs 529.
Oh, Lord.
pretty much.
888-456-9970. If you had a Valentine's Day fail, I know I will confess. I'm going to confront Ginger later when we get on a call. I usually get a beautiful card from her with a $20 bill. My mom still sends cash through the mail, which I think is funny. So unsafe, but it makes it. And this year, I didn't get it.
This day and age.
I didn't get it.
She sent you a Bitmoji.
She sent me a picture of the card she forgot to mail. That's what she sent me yesterday.
Oh, my God.
She's like, this is your Valentine's Day card. But I didn't mail it.
You probably need to confront her about that right off the bat.
I'm going to.
All right. We're going to talk to Ginger right before 7:50. In the dirty, a source is telling the local CBS News affiliate in Chicago that investigators there believe Empire star Jussie Smollett staged the brutal attack along with some extras who work on the TV show Empire with him.
Yeah, we talked about this off the air mostly. I don't want to make a big declaration because I don't like to be wrong, but I believe that a lot of us around here thought that this whole thing was fishy.
Yeah, we gotta be
it
honest.
Makes everything look bad, and all these stars have come out in support of him and blah, blah, blah. If this is staged, which it really looked like from the beginning, I mean, there was just too many details.
We can go through a little bit.
It's bad. He's done for.
Okay, the story as it's unfolded, and remember, he was on Good Morning America yesterday. It was suspect from the beginning. The two men punching Jussie after he left a Subway sandwich shop at 2 a.m. randomly. If it was random, but yet they were prepared with a noose and bleach. Jussie did not.
And Make America Great, again, paraphernalia. I mean, it was just too many things. Here's the real fishy thing. When I read the details of the story, he didn't immediately go to the hospital. He went back to his friend's house.
Yes.
And he was sitting at his friend's house when the cops got there, and he was still wearing the noose, according to the cops. Now, who's doing that?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody put a noose
right
around my neck, the minute you get away from them, you would you don't sit there with the noose on you waiting for the cops to get there.
They also asked him why he didn't call police right away. He also did not turn his cell phone over to investigators when they originally asked. He said because he had all kinds of private things on there, videos, people's contact numbers, you know.
This is going to be bad. If this turns out to be fake, this is going to be so bad for him. He'll never work again. And according to sources, this is not confirmed, but he did all of this because he knew he was being written off of the show Empire, and he wanted to save his job, and he thought this would do it.
No.
Dude, there's more to life than other that you're a singer, you're an actor, you can get other jobs.
This dude is super talented.
Empire's not even on the upswing right now. It's probably going to be canceled next year.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you? You're a TV actor.
You're gonna lose your job at some point. So
listen,
yeah,
Greg Deeney called this, but I kept quiet about it because I was waiting. I sat here and waited for these details to come out, and it looks like they're coming out now.
It's pointing in that direction.
No one's walking around Chicago when it's 2 degrees outside down the river.
That's another point.
That makes no sense.
That's another point because they will tell you that when the temperatures are like that, crime goes way down. There ain't nobody going out there.
You can't even feel your knuckles. How are you going to punch someone? Yeah. Right?
Police did raid the home of two people
and
of interest.
And who eats that Subway?
Me!
Their meat is not even real meat, Shan.
Oh,
it's that processed stuff. Do you know I just read a story about eating processed meat shortens your life?
Well, guess what? I'm going to die happy then.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And a big old salami.
Look, you know what? Sal, you can save this. You can play this anytime you want. I want real meat. I don't want processed sodium meat. I want real meat.
All right.
I love Subway.
Just to wrap this up, police raided the home of two people of interest in this Jussie Smollett case. Both men are of Nigerian descent, and they have also taken off back to Nigeria. And they have appeared as extras on the show Empire.
See, it's that Nigeria stuff. Nigeria's, they're always trying to get me to send them money.
Oh,
I'm calling, I'm a prince of Nigeria. I'm calling you.
You need to do a Shan scam on
you this. You do. Shan scam Jussie Smollett or whatever his name is.
All right. And fans of The Bachelor, Colton Underwood, they were disappointed when the man that they came to meet had to leave a charity appearance early. Colton posted on Instagram that he is sorry if you didn't get a pic with him at the Legacy Foundation event. That foundation is a charity that he heads up. He didn't go into detail about where he was touched, but people in attendance say, yeah, it got pretty bad, and they were grabbing him in places that they really shouldn't have been
grabbing. Lord.
Yes.
And he's a virgin.
I know.
Yeah, that's why he ran up out of there.
Yeah. He did. He felt like, oh, I'm being violated right now. I really need to leave this event. So he did post his apology, though, and says he'll try to make it up to all those people, maybe at another event to raise money
for his
legacy.
Was our friend Heclina at that event?
I mean,
it sounds like that's the kind of stuff she pulls.
Well, you know, if they investigate, maybe they need to go over to her place. All right. That is your Dirty on the 30.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
All right, and I know, Mom, you are on the phone, and I'm kind of upset because I didn't get that $20 bill that I always get for Valentine's Day.
Get it from Shan.
Yeah, right.
If she can give the Kardashians $400.
Oh, yeah, my mom's mad about that.
That I went to go see Kim Kardashian.
He said he went and blew all your football money on Kim Kardashian.
No, I got invited to go. I didn't spend any money on that.
All right, you're out of the doghouse.
Thank
you. But she said that other, how much was it to meet Kim?
$1,600.
Shane, you look pretty darn nice to me. See, you don't need them. They need some lessons from you, how beautiful you are.
Aw, thank you, Ginger.
Well, she tried. I don't know if Greg told you, but she told Kim about her makeup line.
Did she?
And Kim said she'd like to try it, but then they cut her off before they could exchange information.
Well, that's the way those Kardashians are.
Mom, speaking of Shan, you two have something in common now.
What is that?
The fake tax man both called you guys. Both called you.
Shan, did you tell him off?
Yes, I did.
Good. Mine got called me a beach.
A beach?
Yeah, a beach.
I said, this is a scam. It goes straight to hell. You beach.
Well, tell them what they did to Aunt Lass. We need to get this guy's number, Shannon, and call this guy back. He called my aunt, who's about 80 years old.
How about almost 90 years old?
Oh, wow. Well, she doesn't look a day over 80, so that's why I thought.
Bless her. So what happened?
She gets a phone call, says, Grandma, I'm in jail, and I need da-da-da-da-da. Well, which grandchild is this? Your oldest? And she said, well, I can't figure that one out because I don't have any.
Oh.
I talked to Aunt Evelyn on Valentine's Day, Mom.
I guess I'll have to go see her, maybe.
Yes, she said that you had picked her up and we're helping her with her hearing aids.
Helping her with what?
Her hearing aids.
Yes, and I went straight to the insane asylum after I left her.
She can't get them in. She doesn't know how to use them.
Oh, my God. It's the one thing. How many times were the words, what? said during that whole thing.
Well, Mom, tell them what you said, because they said something about, oh, we gonna get these hooked up to Bluetooth and this and that. And it's like,
are you listening to music?
And I was like, wrong. We're not going into that. 88 years old. She's not getting Bluetooth in her hair.
By the way, Brenda sent me an old picture, Mom. Did you get that one? From my graduation?
I did get it.
And all the aunts are wearing these really long shorts. I showed them to Shan, and then what's my mom wearing?
Hot pants were in those days.
Summertime in Texas? Come on.
Everybody else was wearing these long conservative shorts, and then she's wearing hot pink coochie cutters.
Well.
For my graduation.
I love it.
It was hot.
Yeah. Those shorts are as hot as the weather.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
We good. We got to get back to work.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Dude, go check that ThatGreg997 is my Instagram. ThatGreg997. Check out my mom's coochie cutter shorts.
Wow.
I mean, and all my other aunts in that photo are wearing these long, and they're like acid wash denim. So
they're
considerably
shorter.
That is so funny, first of all, that the other ones are all wearing these acid wash denim long shorts. My mom has a hot pink coochie cutter shorts. And I will remind you, it was my high school graduation. Why are you wearing coochie cutters to my high school graduation?
Everybody else's shorts are so long, and then your mom is like,
hey. Was she looking for a man?
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Here, once again, I have to say,
she's trying to stay cool.
I was trying to have my moment. Mm. It was my graduation. Oh, and here comes Ginger strolling up in her pink coochie cutters.
Stealing the show.
She stole my moment once again. And then didn't even give me my $20 bill for Valentine's Day.
Go and take a look. Greg, I know you're trying to get to 10K. I'm trying to get to 7K. Fernando for real. Shan?
Shan Berries.
All right. And, of course, always follow at Fernando and Greg on Instagram.
Follow Fernando and Greg on Instagram. ThatGreg997. That's where you see Ginger and coochie cutters.
Hey.